from KQED.
Hospitals and doctors are facing a lot of heat these days to clean up their act. Medicare and some health plans are beginning to withhold payments for medical mishaps, preventable infections, and readmissions. The federal health law also forces them to pay more attention to how much they're spending. All of this has a direct effect on the kinds of investments that Silicon Valley venture capitalists are betting on. How so? This is where we bring in Sarah Varney, the California Report's health reporter, to explain.
I am a robot.
This is where we bring in Sarah Varney, the California Report's health reporter, to explain.
Hello there.
What is this robot doing here?
Yes, robots. A lot of hospitals in California are buying robotic surgeons. It used to be that entrepreneurs could come up with a whiz-bang technology, get money from venture capitalists, start stamping out new medical devices and pills and scanners, you name it, and hospitals generally opened their wallets.
Wait, let me get this right. Robots are replacing humans in hospitals?
Well, an actual human surgeon uses joysticks to control the robot's arms, but they don't appear to be any better than a steady human hand.
Score one for the humans.
Well, and there's another problem. The robots are really expensive. They're up to $2.5 million. And hospitals have got to get costs under control because in most cases, Medicare and private health insurers, they're not going to pay more for a fancy robotic surgery than a regular one. But there's a third problem with some of these high-tech gizmos.
On average, it is
I went down to Stanford University to meet Dr. Arnold Milstein, and he heads Stanford's Clinical Excellence Research Center and is a former congressional Medicare advisor.
On average, you know, the new treatments tend to involve more steps and more opportunities for error and more types of new personnel than the services which they replaced.
Not only are a lot of these new medical technologies more complicated than the ones they replace, they don't necessarily make people healthier.
I wouldn't want to be a salesperson trying to sell the latest biomedical invention to a hospital after hearing that.
Right, or a venture capital firm that's put a bunch of money into the salesperson's faltering company.
Hospitals are looking for companies to help them save money.
This is Bob Kocher. He's a partner at the venture capital firm Venrock. I met Bob and another partner, Brian Roberts, at their office in Palo Alto to talk about how the cost pressures on hospitals have changed the kinds of companies they invest in.
If you come to them and say, hey, we've got this thing that's really cool, and it's going to cost you a bunch of money, it's a total non-starter. But there are so many opportunities within their complex ecosystem to essentially put a replacement cost in there.
Give me an example.
Billing.
Yeah, there's a half a person per hospital bed on average that sit in a hospital doing coding and collections and trying to get paid.
Well, Bob and Brian explained that hospitals think the only way they can collect more money on unpaid bills is to hire more people. But now there are some billing departments that are the size of an army.
So you bring software and technology into healthcare billing, right? So rather than having people doing coding manually, have a software system that learns as it codes to get better and better. And all of a sudden, you can say to the hospital, look, we'll charge you, 50 or 70% of what you're paying now. You guys save 30%. But by the way, we can make great margins and make a terrific business because our costs are so much lower because we've actually used technology rather than just people to attack the problem.
And somehow these venture capitalists are going to help hospitals save money by getting them to spend money on products the VCs have conveniently invested in?
Right. So the VCs get that hospitals don't want space-age solutions for tomorrow. So much as they want cost-effective solutions to basic problems like data management, worker productivity, bookkeeping, and catheters.
We have dual cap here. It comes in a sterile package that you open up.
Vicky Farr started a company called Catheter Connections. She's based in Salt Lake City, Utah. And she was kind enough to mail me a few catheters. This is what they look like. Let me open this up for you. It smells. Do you smell it?
Yeah.
It's got antiseptic on it. Vicky is practically evangelical about building a better catheter, one that kills the microbes that cause infection. And it's not hard to understand why. These infections are totally preventable and Medicare won't pay for them.
It's directly impacting the hospital's bottom line. So they do not want to have this out-of-pocket cost. It's about $50,000 per infection rate.
And that means the hospital loses $50,000 for every infection. The dual cap that you have in your hand there, Rachel, costs less than a dollar. And investor Andy Geese thought that was a good business to bet on. And when I went down to her sprawling home in the Los Altos Hills, seemed that she had made some pretty good bets in the past.
A lot of these companies I've helped, they've got started here, like VisiQ.
On this table right here.
They've got the table on.
These hills are covered by the estates of very wealthy venture capitalists who have made a lot of money off robots, hip replacements, and Lipitor. Anne says those days are pretty much over, but there's still plenty of money to be made in helping hospitals run their businesses more effectively. For example, electronic tags that track medical supplies and patients, software to assess doctor performance, and devices that remind medical staff just to wash their hands. And one of the biggest opportunities for investors, companies that help patients who leave the hospital from returning anytime soon.
That's an area there where hospitals are begging for help.
That's because Medicare is slashing payments for patients who return to the hospital unnecessarily within 30 days. So hospitals are trying to figure out how to get patients to follow a doctor's orders, from bed rest to getting their prescriptions filled.
While you're in the hospital, they educate you on the TV so that you cannot see your shows until you have gone for the education, then they test you.
Sarah, I bet that's going to go over well with patients.
Right. I mean, this may sound incredibly simple, but venture capitalists say one of the trickiest things about this new world of investing is their returns, in many cases, hinge on humans changing their behavior. And that's a lot harder than building a robot.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
That's the California Report's health reporter, Sarah Varney, non-robotic and cost-effective since 1972. That story was produced as part of a collaboration with NPR and Kaiser Health News.